hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Ah, Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots.
Trying to come up with stuff to say when I get hurt around my kids.
Puss in Boots.
So I'm not just yelling slurs.
I just watched that Bill Burr movie.
Yeah. Old Dads or whatever.
Yeah. I watched that today.
Yeah, it was good.
You haven't seen it?
I've seen clips of it.
Oh, it's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, is it Old Dads or Angry Dads or?
I think it's Old Dads.
Okay.
I mean, typical Bill Burr, you know.
Yeah, classic.
Just saying cunt and whatnot. Yeah.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll put you through that wall.
I'll put you through the fucking wall.
No, it's a good movie. Yeah, you know, rain day today, so.
That's nice.
I could have gone in. Well, yeah, it's nice other than not making any money at all.
Right.
That sucks. Bunch of buttholes, but it's also nice to have a day, collect yourself, or try to at least, you know, and then, you know, life happens.
Yeah, life happens.
Life be doing that.
Yeah, I know. I just took a week off work.
I know. And I love you, brother.
I love you too, man. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. We're here in the ravine.
Mm-hmm.
We were gone last week because my dad died.
He went on to better things.
Yeah. Yeah, anything was better than his current situation, that's for sure.
Right.
But. This isn't Sad Ravine.
No.
It's Skunk Ravine.
Bro, I'm sorry for your loss.
And you know thanks. Yeah, man.
And you know I love you.
No, I love you too. He died at the witching hour on Halloween.
That's pretty
tight. Halloween morning, yeah. About 3 o'clock in the morning. So,
like a boss. Like he,
yeah.
Well, it's not the first time he's died.
This is his second death, yes. So, I'm going to say my dad won Halloween this year.
Yeah.
Because he looked like a skeleton when he died.
Well, that's...
He looked like a skeleton. So, he could have been a skeleton or a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
Although he didn't survive. Holocaust victim. Yeah. Yeah. That's how we deal with sadness here on Skunk Ravine. Yeah.
She tried to shake.
She's like, oh.
She loves you.
Oh,
she
Daisy.
Do you see this? Do you see the sadness?
Yeah.
I love you, man.
I love you too, dude. Yeah, it was quite the week.
Yeah, I bet. I know.
But let's not get
in. We've gotten scores to set.
Yeah, we got stuff to talk about off mic.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking worry about it.
Sally offered to sell me my parents' house, though.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that'd be pretty tight.
That'd be cool.
Get back to the Skunk Ravine. The actual skunk. Recording down in the Skunk Ravine.
Actually in the Skunk Ravine.
Yes, dude.
Damn, bro.
It'd be tight.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking. Oh.
I know. I had to tell my mom again. I'm like, you know why we call this Skunk Ravine, right? Because when I was sitting over there for the past week, I made the sweatshirts and ordered them up, designed some new
stickers.
Which
I'm rocking right now.
Which you're rocking right now. I had mine on earlier.
Rocking. I wish we could do video.
I know. Tyler keeps asking me about that. He's like, when are you going to do that? And I'm like, I don't know, like when I have more time and money.
Right. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Don't worry, everyone.
And if not, whatever. I mean, dude, we can get a fucking piece of shit camera.
We're in episode what?
We can just do it on a webcam.
What episode are we on?
I think this is 32.
32?
Yep.
I knew it was in the 30s. So.
Yeah. We're coming up close on a year anniversary of doing this shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think we started back in July. Or January.
Jacuzzi.
One of them other goddamn months.
One of them gypsy ass months.
Yeah, gypsy-wary.
Gypsy-wary.
Yeah. So I think we started in January.
Now you have to make a skunk with a gypsy outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you've done that already.
I probably have.
Yeah.
I had so many I couldn't think of what to have.
Yeah.
I have a lot. I save them all.
Speaking of gypsies.
Well, now I do.
You want to hear about my weekend?
Yeah, you got some gypsy tales. Did you have some run-in with some gypsies?
Like,
okay, all right. Lay it on.
So, we went. It was a house party.
Uh-huh.
But there was a traditional bluegrass band that has been winning a bunch of awards and whatnot.
So are they the band in Back to the Future 3?
Maybe. It could be. I wish I could think of what they're called.
That's easy topping.
But yeah, it was literally in a garage.
Cool.
With a wood stove.
Nice. Hell yeah.
And a fan in the corner that was blowing the heat.
Gotta keep it moving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, that's tight. Was it just out?
It was awesome.
Was just out on somebody's farm, or
it was just somewhere right, not too far
in the
from
neighborhood?
The cabin.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and they played the first band played probably a 5 hour set, and then the other one played a 5 hour set.
That's awesome.
So it was till 3 a.m.
Hell yeah. Do you remember their names?
The one I could look up. I can't remember their name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I like me some bluegrass.
Oh, dude.
I think you already know that about me.
Especially in a garage.
Yeah.
Garage bluegrass.
That's super tight. Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, so the bass player, he was a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a fretless bass.
Yeah, like a stand-up?
Like a big old stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and he came back in to play another set, and I was like, he's slapping a bass. And this lady was like, oh, yeah, he's slapping a bass.
He's got everybody quoting, I love you, man. Hell yeah.
And then at one point, I did the Slayer thing,
Play some Slayer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And somebody else was like, Slayer.
Hell yeah. Were any of them crust punks?
I don't know what the fuck, to be honest. It was very interesting.
Yeah. Dude, I feel like every time I go to a bluegrass show, I always end up seeing some crusty punks and some train riders.
See, this was, like I said, this was a garage show.
Yeah.
So I don't even know, I don't even know what the fuck was going on.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
Nice. Everybody's tweaking.
They had a PVC pipe with a slit cut in it that said $20 donations. Which now sorry everyone, I'll come back. I'll donate.
Yeah, dude. Slip a 20
in
there.
I didn't put
me.
A 20 in there. And now I feel like a douchebag. So
it's fucking terrible.
I apologize. Nobody else that I went with did either.
Wow.
So,
way to throw him under the bus.
Yeah, well, I got to make myself feel better.
If I'm going down, you're coming with me.
Yeah. But we didn't eat any of the food or anything, so.
What was the spread?
They had, chili and pizza.
I would have tried some chili at least.
I was going to get, dude, people kept coming in with the hot chili. Dude, it was 30 degrees up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have been. You were just boozing up.
Nah, I was just, I ain't no pussy.
My man.
I gave Ashley both my coats. I was standing there
it's fucking hot, dude.
It's
fucking hot.
What is it? A vest? A fucking.
Oh, you're a little.
The one I found in the woods.
Yeah, your fleece vest.
My murder vest.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe may or not.
There's some kind of chili cereal out there somewhere.
He's maybe cold. I don't know.
Oh, he's definitely chilly.
He's chilly.
His fucking nips and stuff ain't all covered.
The nips. Oh, those are definitely blasting.
I'm sure he's like dragging a body into the woods to that lake, and he's just like, gosh, fuck. Nipples, that is.
I wish I wouldn't have forgot my goddamn fucking fast.
You know what? I look for it every time I leave the forest, but I'm going to look one more time.
Yeah.
Okay. I keep telling myself. Well, it was camouflage. So. I keep telling myself, Jeremy. Jeremy, that's it. I'm not looking anymore. Jeff. But I look every time. Every time.
Every fucking time.
So. Have you heard this theory that Tom Cruise fucks fish? I guess it's not really a theory, more of an accusation.
Fish sticks?
No, like fish. Like he goes to fish markets or restaurants, just purchases a fish, and then apparently, I saw this hilarious video of this black lady giving her testimony and her evidence, which is her friend worked at this restaurant, and she swears Tom Cruise came in with his entourage and like ordered a fish. She didn't give a fuck about his buddies knowing what he was doing, and I guess he'll just like take the fish and a bunch of napkins and then go into the bathroom and fuck the fish and then just like throw it in the trash in the bathroom.
Well, apparently he did give a fuck.
Dude, if something like that is true, it'd be so awesome.
Dude, I'm gonna see that.
Just like tell your buddy, like, guess what restaurant we were at. No
homo. I would definitely watch Tom Cruise.
I would watch Tom Cruise fuck a fish.
Like, come on.
I'm not gonna pay for it. If it was just uploaded for free, then yeah.
Tom Cruise fucking a fish.
I would pay $20 to see that video.
I'd pay $10.
That's funny.
$10.
I'll meet you halfway. Let's go 15. All
right. 15. All right.
All right. It's a street value of $15.
Can we like have popcorn?
Yeah.
Like, is there free food involved?
Well, yeah, because fish.
I don't want that glaze on there.
I want to be eating fistfuls of flounder oil.
I don't want that glaze on that fish.
Tom Cruise is just going ham on a fucking.
I don't want that glaze. That's I don't want Tom Cruise.
We're gonna eat the fish in the movie.
Yeah, I'm good, dude.
You know, this is that fish in the movie.
It's that Tom Cruise, dog.
Well, did he come or what? So, in trying to do research and to find out if Tom Cruise fucks fish or not, apparently that's like an old rumor.
Just does the research.
Well, I was looking up different, like,
who the fuck?
I don't know, but I looked up fish.
We have friends, though.
I tried.
I think we do, motherfuckers.
I tried searching, Tom Cruise fish rumors or whatever. Huh? And I got a video bag of this, Japanese guy.
We could also
guy.
Have somebody sitting right here who could just look shit up.
Yeah.
And have quirky comments. Love you guys. If you want to love and support Skunk Ravine, maybe you should come here and be the looker-upper.
We just need a third mic is what we need.
I thought we had one.
No, we've had a couple guests, but no one stayed.
Because they're all so scared.
It's so scary. It's just, Anyways, looking up research, trying to research fish.
Yeah, fish.
I got pulled into this fish hole.
Ah, yes,
hole. Just like Tom Cruise.
Yep.
On TikTok. But I found this Japanese guy.
Don't we all get pulled into fish holes?
Yes, that's the whole point of getting near. That's why do you fish? Looking for those sweet, sweet fish holes.
That deep old fish hole.
The sweet and salty fish holes. So this Japanese dude, I found a bunch of videos of him like molding these fish.
Okay.
Pretty fucking gnarly looking. It's like him taking some sea fish, and he like.
Does he fish?
Cuts the bottom jaw off,
cuts the gills out,
oh.
opens up its like main fucking artery in its Ooh. Heart, and then takes a bunch of blue cheese molds,
Gross.
Gets them all liquidy in some water, and then like puts an IV into this fish and injects this whole fish body with blue cheese mold water.
Gross.
And it just flushes all the shit out of the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sticks it in a fridge and leaves it there for a few months, and then he pulls it out, and it's all hairy and moldy. And
that sounds disgusting.
Yeah, he cuts all the mold and shit off, and it looks like fucking really good-looking fish.
I would try it, but...
I would, too. God, but I
don't want to see the before.
Dude, I can only imagine what the fridge that he puts it in smells like.
Yeah, okay. So have you done, like, wet-aged beef?
No, I've done, like, dry-aged. Well, I haven't personally done it, but I've been, like, around when people do it in restaurants and stuff.
Have you tried it?
I don't think I have, actually.
So, Glenn...
I'm too lowbrow for any of that shit.
Well, Glenn...
I'm garbage, dog.
Lived in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
He worked at a butchery.
They get dope shit like that.
Dude.
It sounds really good.
So funky, but, yeah. It's like eating a weird cheese and meat at the same time, and all you do is, like, just put salt on it and, like, cook it a little bit.
Do you like stinky cheese?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah?
But not, like, foot cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I feel like if there's a little bit of a creaminess to it, then it's, like, doable.
Yeah, but, like, I mean the smell. Like,
sometimes.
If it smells
God
like
damn,
a fucking
sometimes.
Foot, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat that.
We went to the food show at Navy Pier.
Yeah.
There's like a whole row, probably like 50 vendors that was just charcuterie shit. And I ate blue cheese, like two different blue cheeses at each booth.
Yeah.
Like each booth was just like, try this cheese and this cheese and this cheese and this cheese. And it was just little squares, but I did it like three times. And
right.
God, I felt like shit. But I did eat the fuck. I made sure to try all the blue cheese in the house.
Yeah.
And blue cheese is weird, man.
I love blue cheese.
Oh, it's so weird. It's good. It's so weird, though. Sometimes you get shit that's like, ooh, that's like creamy. And
right.
Then other times it's like, that's just blue.
That's just mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had some nasty stank ones.
I like the crystal-y cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the cheddar.
Yeah. What is that? Is it salt?
It's aged cheddar with salt crystals.
Okay, yeah, so it's just something. Like salt.
I'm not sure. I don't make cheese, so.
Yeah, that shit's good.
Like, but those little crunchies.
Yeah.
So good.
I love little crunchies and stuff, man.
Oh, so good.
The stuff means more like little crunch in it.
It's just so good.
It's like the Japanese knew that when they were making sushi rolls and shit. They're
probably like,
it's
so good.
Yeah, it's so good, but there's no crunch. Let's put fish eggs and breadcrumbs on it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Panko.
God damn it. We need to go do a sushi night.
Dude, we did, actually.
Yeah.
We can get, dude, Aldi's has really good sushi grade, like, meat, like, for fish.
You know, all sushi grade meat, all it is just frozen and
then
thawed.
Get it, but still, Aldi's is actually pretty nice.
I mean,
Aldi's.
Yeah, this episode's brought to you by Aldi's.
Yeah, brought to you by Aldi's. Hey, Aldi's, if you want to fucking get down. Yeah.
Come on down to Aldi's and get your dick sucked for a quarter before you even go inside the store.
We give 50 cents.
And if you don't bust, you get your quarter back. Aldi's.
Bust. Roll bust.
You'll be busting so hard, you don't care about the quality of the product.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
It's the splatter.
Hey, you, what's the matter? Come on in and make a splatter. Welcome to Aldi's.
Welcome to Aldi's.
I love you.
The homeless people, though.
I walked out of Walmart today, and the thing started beeping off.
Why'd you steal stuff?
Because fuck Walmart.
I know, but...
No, I was actually grabbing a cart. So I left all my shit inside. But then I walked out and started beeping the security guard. There's like little, the door lady. It's just a short little old
man.
No.
I almost fought an old man.
It's probably like a 40-year-old black woman who was the shape of like a Mucinex germ.
Yeah.
And she didn't even look at me. She's just like, you good, sweetie? You good?
She don't give no fuck.
I'm like, hell yeah. And then she just walked away. I'm like, hell yeah.
I got like a skinny black dude at Meijer one time. And he fucking... I was like, go to the fucking security cameras, you asshole.
Yeah.
Like, do you really think I'm trying to steal from your piece of shit store? Fucking...
One pack
dick.
Of coffee filters.
It was like a six pack or some shit. And then, and it was the one time that I was like, I don't need a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I went from the other side of the store, from the one that I came in on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking.
You took the shady route. Yeah. So they're already suspicious. They're already like, why do you check out there and then walk over here?
Douchebag.
I bet the guy up in the camera was like, fucking stop that guy.
I should have just stabbed him in the throat.
Yeah, with kindness.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry.
Should have paper cut his fucking jugular.
Yeah, just and then gave him some vitamins.
Yeah.
Or then, like some gauze.
The vampire Walmart. No, you just start, like, it's like just a paper cut, so you gotta suck a bunch of blood out and try to kill him that way.
That's the only way.
Vampires.
My bad. I hate people.
Yeah, we don't like people. We like people skunks. Suck.
Yeah, skunks, ravines, those are cool.
Yeah.
Like a skunk in a ravine, that's the shit.
Yeah, fucking leave us alone.
Yeah, don't fuck with it. Just leave it. Or smoke some weed with it.
What fucking song started playing?
Which and when? Where?
Oh, when we were at Walmart, we were just kind of going up and down the toy aisle with Amara.
Yeah.
And that song, Blister in the Sun, started playing.
Was it, ooh, that smell?
Nope, it was Blister in the Sun. It was Blister in the Sun. Well, I did just take a shit and come out of the bathroom.
Yeah, Blister in the Sun. I know what you're talking about.
So Blister in the Sun started playing, and, like, I'm sitting there whistling it. Some dude walks past us. He's whistling it. I walked out of the end of the aisle, and I just hear, like, four different people singing it throughout the aisle. Oh, dude, we just had a sing-along in Walmart.
I love it. Dude, that's awesome.
It was just like...
You should have started dancing.
Dude, there was like four people walking around, walking away, all different directions.
And everyone's
just like, let me go on.
So there is still hope in this world. No?
No.
I know.
No.
Fucking Christ, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I love you.
They were all ISIS members,
and,
too.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maybe I'm the bad guy.
I am maybe.
Why do
make,
I do?
I make to do this. Yes, I would do this.
I would do this.
I would do this.
You know, we got Mariah Carey.
We got the sickest references, bro.
Oh, dude, we got references for days.
Ever since we rewatched Don't Mess with Zohan up at the cabin with that.
The cabin was probably one of the best recordings. And just by, not content, but soul.
Yeah. Content, too, man. You should listen to it. It was a pretty
content,
good episode.
But you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
That came from the heart. Yeah, I mean, all of them come
from
the
heart.
They all come from
the
heart,
yeah. Except for, like, the
you
first couple.
Like, that was the first time we've been out to do anything ever in the past how many years?
Yeah, just me and you.
Right.
Going out and doing something except for like coming over here and hanging out.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, been a while, dude.
Yeah. So fucking hell yeah.
I needed it.
Goddamn right.
Ready for another one now.
Hey. Like I said, anytime.
Hell yeah.
When's the next one?
Yeah. Well, it just sucks having to try to figure that out with kids and stuff.
I understand that. But they can always come with. There's bunk beds.
True that.
There's all sorts of shit, bruh.
Yeah. There's too much shit in that place to touch, though.
Nah.
Just like your house. I was telling somebody the other day about how...
Dude, that's the safest place.
I know.
Trust me.
I was telling somebody the other day. There? I was telling somebody the other day about how when Amara comes over here, she always cries. Like, she's always like, I want to go with you. All right, get in the car. We jump in the car and come over here. We come in. And she, what does she do? She just
terrifying.
Stands there. Scanning.
There's just guns.
Getting
and
way
knives.
Too overwhelmed. There's too many colors and textures and things to look at.
There's racist luggage.
There's all these this Nazi paraphernalia and racist luggage.
Whoa. There's not a bunch of Nazi paraphernalia.
We keep that in the basement, and you know
that.
Yeah,
stays away. We keep that somewhere else.
We don't keep it close, but we don't keep it far. Okay?
Yeah. It's history.
It's history. I swear to God.
I'm not a Nazi.
Yeah, but she always comes over here and like just starts crying eventually. I'm like, do you want to go outside?
Yeah.
All right, let's go outside.
Oh, you know?
It's not you. It's straight up like there's too much shit going on here.
Oh, welcome to every day of my life.
Waking
up.
Her
I'm
little.
Like,
yeah, it's probably why you're so pissed off all the time.
I know.
You need to, like, put some
burn
stuff
in
away.
This place.
Yeah. Take a bunch of sleeping pills and then start your house on fire and pass out.
That's, like, so much work.
Yeah, no, I feel like just. Yeah. Yeah, that is a lot of work.
Like, and there's too much cool shit.
I definitely think I would have killed myself a long time ago if I wasn't so lazy.
I. I would have killed myself today.
I gotta go over there and get a knife. Jesus.
Fuck. Gotta fucking do stuff.
So
you played with this a lot, eh?
Absolutely. Desmond loved it. It is very stimulating for him.
That's cool.
Okay. Does Tom Cruise fuck? Oh, dude, I ran into some bitch named Ursula the other day.
I feel like I did too.
I ran into an Ursula and a Kip in the same building, and I was just like, what is happening?
Kip. Was Kip a man?
Yeah, Kip was probably like a 19-year-old kid working in the cash register at some place.
That's what that sounds like to me.
And I was just looking at his name tag. I'm like, fucking Kip, huh?
Did you punch him in the face?
Yes, with money.
Oh.
Because I owed him money. And then I had to go back and talk to him again.
He sounds like an asshole.
And I went back and I was like, can we just hang out? No.
Well, there you go.
No, his name was Kip.
I understand that.
Sorry,
like,
anyone
I gave the benefit of the doubt. Like,
yeah.
Come on. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to be peaceful.
Yes.
But now I want to fight Kip.
Well, it's just like when I see like.
Like, I want to pick him up and throw him.
I feel like if your name is Kip.
Yeah, you're.
I should meet you. Doing something extraordinary where I want to be like, wow, amazing.
Kip.
I'm Nick. Can I just have the pleasure of knowing your name? It's like, call me Kip.
Yeah.
Cool. Not some kid who's going to forget.
Instead, he was just like,
I'm your barista.
Yeah. He's going to forget to give me my macaroni and cheese and I got to drive back.
Ah, shit. I just.
Oh, no. He said a bad word.
I said a no-no.
That whole story might get cut out. That was real dumb.
That's fine. That no, fuck it.
Okay. So, this is awesome. I went to Starbucks one morning after dropping Desmond off at school.
Yeah.
At Martin's.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing there waiting for my drink.
Yeah.
And who comes in and orders a coffee and then walks directly in front of me and stands next to me waiting for coffee?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dina?
I'll give you one more guess.
Jeb.
Nope. It was the dude who got his dick sucked in front of Scott that one night at Scott's house.
I don't know what.
You weren't there.
No. let me hear this.
So. We're all partying at Scott's house like we did back in the day.
Like,
yeah, we were all probably like 20.
Oh, you mean like Ash
Scott Ovens?
Yeah. No. Whoa,
Scotty O,
Scout, Sco's house,
Scoo's
house.
So
that's a goddamn hotel.
Yeah,
we're hanging out, right?
Yep.
And it was one of the nights where Scott came home with his buddy and his buddy's wife.
Oh, the one. She has the daughter with the glasses.
That married couple, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not that guy.
Shitty fucking people.
Yep. Yeah. So, they came home. We're all partying in the house. And I think there's probably like 10 of us in the kitchen. You know how we would always go in and out?
Right.
Somebody
just like taps me on the shoulder and they're just like, dude, you have to go just peek and look in the living room, see what's happening. I'm like, okay. Just peek around the corner. First thing I see is just Scott sitting in his chair, just looking over at the couch, cheesing. I'm like, oh, and I look further, and his buddy's just sitting there getting topped off.
Yeah.
And Scott's just watching it and smiling.
Would that be considered cuckold?
No, I guess that would be like voyeurism.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with either of them, as long as everyone's consenting.
Yeah. But that's.
I was like, this is fucking hilarious. Yeah. So, of course, I tell everybody.
That was the exact same night where their poor daughter was in the basement.
Of course, I tell everybody. Yeah. And everybody goes and looks. Yeah, so that guy's standing next to me waiting for a coffee. Like, we're shoulder and shoulder, dude. And so bad, I wanted to just be like, you know, Scott O. Remember Scott O? You remember me? I remember you.
He wouldn't.
I remember who you are.
He wouldn't remember you.
It's like, do you remember some guy who looks just like me, but with dreadlocks? That was me. I seen you get your dick sucked.
I seen it. Oh, that poor daughter.
Yeah, shout out daughter.
I know.
You want to come be on the show and look stuff up?
Shitty ass parents.
We'll be your new daddies.
A little too much there.
Why? Because we'd be gay.
All right, fair enough.
You don't want a gay berry be bro?
You like that?
Yeah, I like the friction and stuff. 3D printed stuff, man. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That bag of 3D printed spiders is for Ashley.
Yep. Well, it's for her daughter.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a piece of shit.
Yes, you are a piece of shit.
Yeah, all this shitty shit.
Alright.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I had another thing written down. Oh, yeah. So, when Sally was in town, crushing it and being awesome. We got really high, and we were just playing cards and coming up with riffs. She came up with, it's not ancestry, it's incestry. Since you just find out that everyone's related.
That's good. Where is she? What the fuck is she doing?
She's here. She's in state.
I know. What is she doing?
She's wiped out, so she's asleep at the hotel.
Fine, Sally. I love you.
Sally, we love you. Another one we came up with was she was like, you know, telling me how awesome I am and talented I am. I'm like, shut up. She's like, you should be doing something with your hands instead of just like cutting pieces of them off at work. Anyway, Sally's last riff was, I cut a bunch of pieces of my hands off. I can replace it with a hook, and then I'll replace the hook. Instead of just metal, it'll be honer material. So then that way we're talking fresh tone cuts every time. That
was a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Just a dick hand.
Yeah.
Edward dick hands. So I could weld, like, some cool ass shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's chainsaws. You could have chainsaw fingers. What's up with that?
Then you're just going to be like cutting and getting shit greasy all the time.
Not if you're
gay
about it.
Well, what if I want a finger?
Use vegetable oil.
Yeah, that's biodegradable or something.
Right. Or olive oil. Or like,
yeah.
You could do coconut oil.
Oh, dude.
Coconut.
$1 million idea right there. Okay, remember like the chainsaw dildo in San Andreas?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about a chainsaw, but instead of a chain made of metal, it's made out of like latex.
Yeah. I'm already
and
there.
Instead of little like chain, little
it's just a bunch of little dicks.
Just a little bunch of little tongues.
And tongues just, or like fingers and tongues.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like you could do two fingers and then a tongue.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
Or just a bunch of little hands throwing up gang signs.
Right. Like, gangster gasm.
I got that gangster gang.
That's what we could call it.
The machine. The machine.
No, the gangstergasm.
The gangstergasm. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Throws up all the signs.
Just Snoop Dogg's like,
you don't even know.
That commercial for it. Yo.
I don't know what click you're on, but I'm going to get that clit.
Yo, each little hand is a 1 to 175 scale model of my own hand.
Pa, pa, ska, yeah. Toot, toot.
Something like that. Yeah. No?
I don't know.
I think it'd be good.
Yeah. It's tempting. It's tempting to be good.
Like, all right. So, like, it's like a... All right. So, check this out.
Check it.
So, people, like, get obsessed with trains.
Yeah. There's autistic people out there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very artistic. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, instead of a train track, it's just got a bunch of different little pussy slappers.
Silicone nubs and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a pussy slapping train track.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
toot toot all aboard.
Right. Exactly. You like it?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There's like, there could be a tunnel. I mean, that is the tunnel.
There's
going to
be a tunnel for sure.
Oh, you know it. Woo.
And then for guys, it would just have to be a giant tunnel.
Right. The whole thing.
Yeah.
But you would like ride on it.
Yeah. Well, you're like strapped to the top of the train with your boner standing up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
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 Shit's just slapping it.
Yep.
So, like, trees are, like, getting it. Yeah.
I was thinking a tunnel lined with like, pocket pussies or something.
Tubes. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean.
All right. We're going to have to get a lot of fallopian tubes. I'm not, you know, I know there's like, you can go to the moon and back with your intestines or whatever. I don't know about the fallopian tube and how long that stretches out, but.
I don't know either.
It's a 2.5 mile train tunnel traveling at any speed, you're going to bust.
We should probably go on NASA.
All aboard the bus express.
All of the bus. Oh, that's good.
Fucking choo-choo, baby.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
Woo-woo. Hell yeah.
The whistle goes.
You got Tom Cruise just feeding fish into the fucking broiler.
Jesus.
Dude, Amtrak, step your fucking game up. Yeah, I've ridden on your train, and it wasn't fun. Said that wrong. Yeah.
You fucking dicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scamtrak.
Scamtrak.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Scamtrak.
I do see what you did there.
Damn, they're going to come after us now.
Just a train bus through your window.
Through the dead end road.
Get out of here.
They bust through the fence.
Get out of here.
Go on, get.
Scamtrak. Yeah, fuck you, Scamtrak. I'm going to say that from now on.
Yeah, dude. I think this guy wanted to fuck me on Amtrak once.
Bro, you'll have that.
So I was coming back from California.
Sexy, you know?
Do not put those down. Fucking eat them.
What?
They're delicious. Nerd clusters? Where are they? Nerd gummy clusters?
Gummy clusters.
What do you think about that?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Shout out nerds.
What up, nerds?
So, yeah, taking the Amtrak back from California back to Chicago.
Was that when you smuggled all the weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can say that now.
Yeah.
It's been long enough.
Yeah, it has.
He smuggled a bunch of weed.
I brought a bunch of weed on Amtrak with me back from California.
Yeah.
Got searched by the cops. Or customs.
Yeah. Customs. Did they make you
Come.
You're the come on, try again. You're almost you're so close.
I know. God damn it, how do I say
you're so close, buddy. You can do it.
Come.
Just cum stums?
Did he
flash his cum stum badge?
Damn it, I can't do it.
Cum stum.
Yeah, you do it.
Cum stum.
Cum stums.
You do it. You're the cum. We all know you're the cum guy of the podcast. I'm the angry man.
You're the good cop. I'm the bad cop.
I'm bad cop. You're angry cop. We know the formula.
Cum stum. It's pretty funny, though, actually.
But yeah.
They just, like, jerk you off until you're like, okay, I did it.
No, yeah, you can bring that in. Yeah. You can bring that in.
Oh, yeah. Bring it in real good.
Yeah, you brought it in.
Yeah, you brought it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's been brought.
Oh, I'm bringing it.
Yeah, so I finished having sex with these custom agents, and they let me on the train with all my weed.
Yeah, they did, too. With his dirty socks.
No, they searched my bag, and they're like, do you have a checked bag? I was like, no. He was like, can I see your ticket, which had my checked bag check. Like,
yeah, he had
stapled
a checked
to
bag.
It.
He lied.
And I'm like, all right, I'm fucked. And he's just like, all right, see ya.
Und bye.
And then made it. But one night, so what I did was I filled up 2 2-liters.
Oh, yeah.
With like a half gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And then some more Coke.
Yes, the Coke.
So I had those in my bag, and I was just getting drunk on the Amtrak listening to...
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Honestly, going through the Rockies, I was listening to a lot of Beastie Boys. I remember that, because it was very cool. But one night, I was just sitting in the observation car, like getting drunk like I was normally doing every day on the train. And this couple came out, and we were sitting there talking and chilling, drinking. And this other guy came, and we were chilling and all drinking. And the one guy, after a couple hours, was like, hey, man, I got a sleeper car if you want to come. It's got 2 beds. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah, right on.
Kind of creepy.
Like, that's cool, dude. I think I'm just going to, like, chill here.
Did he finger your butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. In Nebraska, homie.
For free?
Yeah, but in Nebraska, in the middle of a cornfield, so it didn't count.
Getting that ass good in Nebraska, bro.
God couldn't see. He wasn't there. It didn't count. So
what, God?
So I was like, no, I'm going to like chill here and just keep drinking. Like, it's only like midnight. I got like another 4 hours before I'm going to be tired. So like 2:30, I like stumble into the sleeper car. And I'm like, he says on the left, I think, first one, and just like pound on the door and open it up and stick my head. I'm like, hey, man, it's me. He's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, can I still sleep in here? Because I've been sleeping in the Amtrak normal chairs, which are like glorified dentist chairs.
Shitholes.
But the fucking sleeper car, the fold-out bed was like a 6 by 3 foot piece of cubicle walling.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the bed.
Sounds sexy.
But I did just sleep up along like a full body window.
I've slept.
And woke up in a cornfield in Nebraska, and it kind of sucked. And then I just went back to my seat, and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That was the worst sex of my life.
Euro trip.
I woke up in Nebraska.
Huh? Euro trip. Mm-hmm. You know that movie.
Yeah, we'll say if we're...
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about the guy that keeps being all creepy.
I'm a scuzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fred Armisen.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like you. In that situation.
Yeah. Yeah, in that situation, I could have gotten lucky, but I didn't. All right, I'm gonna piss. What you got? You got anything? I don't know, anything to talk about? You like your new sweater? How'd I do? Is it good? I feel like I'm pretty... I kind of enjoyed, like, making it and
just fucking around using AI to make images and then just doing... No, but we already moved past that. It's fine. I've had a really weird ass week. We could just call this a short, easy episode. Be happy you got an episode. Like I said, been sad. So this is nice though. It was really nice to come over here and hang out
with this.
With this? I mean, we can end this and just talk.
We should.
We can have a short episode. It doesn't matter. Yeah, we love you.
We love you guys. It's been a week. We need to
short up.
Yeah, we need
to. Alex need to just hang out and talk.
Yeah, and cry. We need to have our own time. So
I need to cry.
We appreciate you guys.
Hey, we love you guys. Go out there. Tell your dad you love him.
Yep.
If you have a dad, I'm jealous.
Just anyone. Anybody you love, make sure you tell them that.
Spread the love.
And don't be a douchebag.
Yep. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this week, guys. We'll be back next week. Hopefully not take a week down. As long as no one else dies.
Shit happens.
Shit does happen. Peace and love, babies.
Love you guys.
Bye.